My phone rang earlier today, and I picked it up and I said, hello. And the man on the other line said, yes, is Janet Kuiper's there? And I said, this is she. May I ask who's calling? And he said, yeah, hi. This is George Washington. I'm sitting here with Jefferson and Adams and a couple other us guys, and we just wanted to tell you some stuff. And I said, why me? And he said, excuse me. I believe I said I was the one that wanted to do the talking. God, that is the problem with Americans nowadays. They are so damn rude. And I said, you know, you really didn't have to use language like that. And he said, oh, I'm sorry. It's just that I've been dead for so long. I lose all control of my manners. Well, anyway, as I was saying, we just wanted to tell you some stuff. Now, we didn't really have much of an idea of what we were doing when we were starting up this country here. I mean, we didn't have much experience in creating bodies of power. I mean, I was just fighting off battles. So I could understand how our Constitution could be misconstrued. And then he put in a dramatic pause, and he said, but when we said people had a right to bear arms, we meant to protect themselves from a government gone wrong and not so that you can shoot an innocent 16-year-old person in front of the ATM machine at 6 p.m. for $20 cash. And when we said freedom of religion, we included the separation of church and state because freedom of religion could mean freedom from religion. And when we said freedom of speech, you know, we had no idea that you would be, you know, burning the flag or painting pictures of Christ doused in urine or photographing people with whips up their respective anatomies. But hell, I guess we've got to grin and bear it. Because if they ban that, the next thing they'll ban is books, and we can't have that. And I said, but there are schools that have books banned, George. And he said, oh.